Grand Canyon's safety director recently released a report that said three buckets of uranium ore had exposed park visitors and staff to radiation. But scientists say unprocessed ore poses little danger. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in snowy Flagstaff, Laurel Morales joins us. Laurel, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So please give us some background on this. What happened? How did this story begin?
Well, Elston Stevenson, who's a park safety manager at Grand Canyon, sent an email to his fellow employees telling them that these three buckets of uranium ore had been sitting in the museum collections building and exposing visitors and staff to what he deemed were high levels of radiation. And he told the Arizona Republic high-level officials at the Park Service had developed a secrecy pact to conceal radiation exposure data, even though he insisted that the employees and the visitors had a right to know. And this building is not even on the park map. When you go to the entrance at Grand Canyon, it's off the map, and you have to have an appointment to visit it. So we're not talking about a lot of people who would have been exposed if there were high levels of radiation.
And how did the park respond to what Mr. Stevenson has said?
So Jan Balsam, who is the senior advisor to the superintendent at the park, says that they've had teams of inspectors come from various agencies over the last 6 months.
What we're trying to understand now is sort of the timeline of all of that, the history of all that, and recognizing that we've have had multiple teams come in this last year to look at this very issue and say, okay, what do we need to do? What do we need to do different? And there's another team that's set to arrive next week to look at this again.
And then next week, they'll have an independent investigation team come in with people from multiple agencies. We're talking OSHA and the Arizona Department of Health Services and others.
Well, Laurel, a vital question then is this in fact, this uranium ore, potentially dangerous?
Well, I talked to three different scientists, two who are affiliated with the park. All of them said that the danger posed by the unprocessed uranium ore in rock form is next to nothing. On, I've reported on uranium mines on the Navajo Nation, and that they had found, this is decades ago, they had found people had built homes out of the uranium mine debris, not knowing what it was. And that's different. They slept next to walls built out of uranium ore day after day, year after year, until finally safety officials came out and told them they had to move. The concern is much greater when the uranium has been processed or is consumed, say, in our water system, or when the dust gets into our lungs. And let's hear from Jan Balsam again.
As somebody who's worked here a long time, and also knowing that there are over 800 uranium mining claims all around the Grand Canyon, I know that uranium is part of our environment. So in that way, I guess I didn't have that big of a concern simply because I know that it's pretty well everywhere.
So Laurel, as you mentioned, the actual site that Mr. Stevenson has brought up is one that is not frequented. But I do wonder, when something like this comes up, when there are headlines, when there are reporters about that, has there been any concern about the perception, maybe in any ways, could it hurt tourism or the perception of the canyon?
Sure. The story did go viral, and so they have a public relations crisis on their hands. But what is important to know is how dangerous uranium is and in what form is it dangerous. And the issue, it happens to coincide with an announcement that Representative Grijalva is making on Saturday that has to do with making a moratorium on the ban against new mining claims surrounding the park, new uranium mining claims surrounding the park. They want to make that ban permanent. And Grijalva has been working on this for a long time. And so the timing of that announcement with what's been discovered this week is really unfortunate for the park.
And that is Laurel Morales from KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Flagstaff. Laurel, thanks as always, and try to stay warm today.
You're welcome, Steve. I will.